You're listening to Beyond the Sermon, episode 11.
All right, guys, we are back in 2017. This is Beyond the Sermon. Michael Kennedy, lead pastor at North River Church, sitting in the bunker here at North River with my buddy, fellow pastor, Scott Curley. Woo! How are you, man?
Doing well. Glad to be here in 2017.
Absolutely. Also here is Adam Reed.
I am behind the camera.
Illustrious...
Thumbs up.
Guys, I'm
pastor
sorry.
Of families.
It's out. North River Church is live right now on Facebook.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh! We are live.
Hey-o.
Good deal. So we hope that you had a wonderful Christmas celebration. Happy New Year. We are back ready to roll, guys.
That's right.
You even may change the music for the podcast.
I'm thinking about something epic.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that if I were you.
Right.
So, can we steal someone's music?
Absolutely we can.
I like it. There we go. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's good. Amen. So
we're just borrowing.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. So, someone can sew into our ministry. How about that?
That's right.
Can we do
that's
that?
Right.
That's good. Hey, quick question, guys, as we get started, before we jump into what we covered in the message from Sunday. How was your Christmas?
It was great.
Did we record? We haven't recorded since Christmas,
have we? We have not.
Okay. Yeah, so tell me about it.
Mine was outstanding. It was fun.
Yeah.
My side of the family came down, spent Christmas here with us, and we had a blast. Did everything and more. Tried to pack as much as we could into a few days.
Yep.
And then went to Birmingham last week to see Megan's side of the family and had a lot of fun. So it was very, very good. Absolutely. How about you guys?
Adam?
Yeah, ours was good. I'm going to just film you while I talk.
You should move your mouth and, you know.
That's it.
No, ours was good. We did Christmas with my mom and dad and brother, sister-in-law before Christmas. And then we were at home for Christmas Day with the kiddos. And then, of course, church that morning. But then on Monday, the day after, we did... Christmas, or Wendy's mom came down, and so she hung out with us all last week, and so yeah, it's been good. It's been relaxing. We've been at home mostly, and that's been nice for our family as well to have that extra family time. Lots of games being played at our house
nice.
Now. Lots of the kids got Life, the game of Life for Christmas, and we've been playing that a whole lot.
Cool.
That's changed a whole lot since I was a kid. The game is new and updated and probably not for the better. But
gotcha.
Right.
I hear it. Does it have credit cards now? Is that true?
Monopoly has credit cards.
Oh, Monopoly.
We got that one as well.
Yes.
We got the Monopoly credit card version, which was good.
It's not the Dave Ramsey version.
It's not the Dave Ramsey version now.
Dave Ramsey approved.
Dave Ramsey approved.
But yeah, Life has been updated as well. And you know, we also got an updated... Twister Hoopla. So we're all about games at our house.
And, I like it.
So we play a lot of games.
Sweet, man. That's exciting. We had a great Christmas as well and enjoyed it with some family. Had some family come down the week leading up to Christmas. Of course, we were here Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. A great time for our church and family as well, getting to celebrate Jesus being born. Mm-hmm. And so that was good. And then we took off and headed up to Georgia to visit some family up there, which was always a good thing. Go back to the promised land.
That's right. Get some Munro's hot dogs.
Or... God's country, man. Yep, so we really enjoyed that. That was good. So, did you get what you wanted for Christmas, Scott?
I did.
Sweet.
I didn't have a lot on my list, you know, that I didn't really know even what to ask for. You
guitar?
Know? Did not get a guitar. Still waiting on that. Evidently, Andrew Damon is going to give me a guitar. That's what I hear
on
Facebook.
I saw that. Yeah, he posted that.
But no, I got lots of goodies for my bike, which was cool.
I
got a bike rack for the car.
And by bike, you mean one that you actually pedal.
That's right.
Okay, not a motorcycle.
Not the really cool,
real pastors get motorcycles.
Exactly.
But anyway, you got a bike. That's
I'm getting
cool.
There.
Yeah.
I'm working my way up.
It.
Moped will be next.
That's
and,
good.
Scooter.
I'll have to get the tattoo first.
Yeah.
The tattoo,
there we go.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
I got a watch to remind me how fat I am, which is cool. It,
is it called the Fat Watch?
The Fat Watch. Counter steps, you know.
That's it.
Which is cool. So, and but it was good. It was really good.
Sweet.
Absolutely.
Man. Good deal. Adam, did you get what you wanted for Christmas? Here, let me take that off your hands and we'll turn it around on you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I didn't really get anything for Christmas. I mean, I got some things for Christmas. As I said on previous podcasts in the past, Wendy and I don't really ever exchange gifts with one another. That's just something that we've always kind of done. We just look for an opportunity to be able to do something together.
That's cool.
And so
I thought you were going to Jesus juke us.
I was waiting for it.
No Jesus juke?
No.
Okay.
Jesus juke. I'll save you.
We don't get exchange gifts. We like to feed a hungry kid in Africa.
Absolutely. You know,
like we like to feed the three kids that live in our house.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right. I'm passing this back to you, man. So you can always check us out on Facebook Live.
Yeah. Get any comments on there?
No, comments.
Nothing yet? Nobody's following?
I mean, we have some. I think Pat and Alicia are following.
Which one is it, though? Is it Pat or is it Alicia? That's the question.
That is the question.
I'm betting Pat.
There you go.
That's my bet.
That's great.
All right, we're going off live.
See you later, guys.
See you guys.
Good deal. So, listen, I had a fun Christmas. I actually got from Janie's family and from my family, grandma's, all that kind of good stuff. Got some money. Guess what we bought with that?
What's that?
We bought a Ninja coffee bar.
Ooh.
So if you don't know what a Ninja coffee bar is, you need to go online and check out that YouTube video. You can make any drink at Starbucks with a Ninja coffee bar. So
Philip Burns was just telling me about this.
And
I have no idea what it is.
I'm
picturing actual ninjas making coffee.
Yeah, very similar to that. Yeah, very similar to that. I haven't got it quite figured out yet. And so the coffee I brewed this morning, hair was growing on my teeth. man, it was so strong. But anyway, so I'm learning. It comes with a recipe book. We'll try to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, I was telling Wendy about this at lunch today about you guys' coffee maker, and she and I were talking about that maybe have to be the next coffee maker that we buy, because Wendy and I drink so much coffee, we break coffee makers regularly. So
nice.
I think in the 14 years of marriage, we've been through about 5 coffee makers.
Wow.
So,
that's good. Yeah, you ought to get you one of those. So it can – here's what all it can do. It can brew a regular pot of coffee, right? So no big deal. It can brew half a pot of coffee. It can brew a classic roast or I don't remember how they call it, a bold roast, I think is what they call it. So a stronger coffee. It can brew a single cup, a medium-sized cup, or an extra large cup. It can brew a travel cup. And it's got a frother, you know, the thing that heats milk up and spins it around. And anyway, so it's pretty amazing. And I do espresso. So anyway, listen.
And you're gonna bring that to the office, right?
Yeah. Well, I was figured I'd invite you guys over, and we'll have our pinkies up in the air, and we'll drink coffee together. So that'd be good. So it'd be really, really good. So speaking of watches, I am sporting an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Thanks to a church member. They don't love you guys as much as they love me. No, just That's kidding. Awesome. They had. Gotten it. I think they wanted it at a contest or something and didn't like it. And so I kind of hinted around for months and months and months and months. And finally they gave it to me. So anyway, that's what I'm sporting.
Are you liking it?
It's okay. Trying to figure out like what all it does and how to use it. And
it's cool.
It keeps track of my steps and, you know, exercise. And I can take phone calls on it and things like
that.
Go-Go Gadget. So if you see me speaking into my watch, you know that I've not lost my mind. So that's good. All right, guys. Sunday. We looked at 2 Kings chapter 22, and we were talking about making God's Word a priority in our lives in 2017. So let me apologize from the outset. I thought you went long in the music.
Well, I think I did too.
Did you? Okay.
I think we both went a little long.
I clearly went long during the message. Yeah. Oh, and so I apologize for that extra 10 minutes that I edited.
I also apologize.
So I didn't cut it off when I should have, to which the people working with the kids in the back were not very happy about.
Yeah. I glanced at the clock right before the very last song, before the message. I thought we're in good shape. You know, I think it was 10:11 or something like that. And I thought we're okay. But when I sat down, you know, as you began to preach, it was like 10:21 or something. I was like, oh my gosh, what just happened? You know?
Yeah.
So we definitely went a little long on our side. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was all good.
That was about 10 minutes long, so we'll try to rein that back in a little bit, not only for our listening pleasure, but also for the kids in the back.
You were just making up for lost time Christmas Eve.
I didn't really preach messages on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, so I had it all pent up within, man. I needed to
flex your pastoral muscles.
Yeah. And it was a long chapter, too, right?
Well, I was going to say, that's true. You talked about the priority of God's word in our lives, and you read a lot of scripture, so it would be kind of counterintuitive to... cut back your scripture when
you can't do a verse and then preach that message.
it's gonna be
Jesus long. Wept. Now what do I want to tell you guys?
That's it. God's word's important.
That's right.
If you don't read it, Jesus weeps. That's good. I like it.
Perfect.
So we worked through that passage and thought I would just take a few minutes to highlight a couple of things that stuck out to me. Even the more that I walked through. The text, even looking back on the passage. So, again, we see one of Israel's kings, King Josiah, who assumed the throne at the age of 8, we find out in the first part of chapter 22. But it's in his 18th year, so he's been on the throne for 10 years or so, that they began a renovation project on the temple. And in the midst of that, end up finding... the book of the law, it says in verse 8, which is, of course, the first five books of the Bible that we have, the Pentateuch, would have been considered the book of the law. And evidently, they had lost it, which is a pretty serious indictment on God's people that they've lost his word. Mm-hmm. And so I think for us, I don't think necessarily we've lost God's word. Though we have certainly neglected it, I would say. We've not emphasized it the way in which we should. I don't think churches have. I don't think we as believers have in our own personal lives. And so we may still know where our Bible is and, in all honesty, be able to pull up our Bible on our phone and anything like that. But I do think that we're probably not in a much different situation than... the people of Israel were, they had truly lost where their foundation should be, which is their lives lived based on God's word, could not even find God's word. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a serious indictment on them. I think it is certainly on our culture, but also even can be within the church as well. Did want to just kind of emphasize something that I think is important for us to think through and to recognize when we talk about God's word being important in our lives. One of the things that we need to remember and take into account is that it has not always been, especially in the early church, that what we know of as the Bible has been put together in the way in which we have it. And so when the New Testament letters were being written to the churches and the Gospels were being written, those weren't all compiled in one book. And so we talked about the reality of God's word should be precious in our lives. The fact that we have Genesis to Revelation contained in one book or in one app on our phones or whatever that may be, the fact that we actually have that is a remarkable thing when you think about it. So it should be something that that's very precious to us and something that we hold dear. Not something that just sits on a shelf that we pick up and is an accessory when we go to church on Sundays and Wednesdays, but something that's foundational to the way we live our lives. So you guys have any thoughts on the message and God's word being precious?
Yeah, I mean, as I listened to the message...
Double time.
I listened to it in normal time this
really?
Time.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
So I listened to the whole 47 minutes.
That's great.
That is love right there, guys.
I figure if everybody else listened to it,
had to endure that long,
listen to it yeah. in the same way. No,
hey,
but
I won't tell you what my seminary preaching professor told me.
Yeah.
He said that if you should be able to preach what you need to preach in about 30, 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He said if you don't preach in 30 or 35 minutes, you didn't prepare well enough.
Okay.
And I was like, well, that hurts.
Or did you over-prepare?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Or you preached a long passage of scripture. I'm sure that was...
I mean, you did read...
Gotta be.
A whole...
I mean, it was about 85 verses.
Yeah, there was a lot. And then you read a lot from Psalm as well.
Yeah.
But I guess the first part, or the first point was, God's word should be a priority because it's a precious gift from Him. And you kind of dug into the whole idea of spending time with God and how... You know, as we start out the year, a lot of times we get excited about starting a reading plan or something along those lines where we are going to read through God's Word together or just going to read through the whole Bible this year. And, you know, as it goes, a lot of times people fall by the wayside. I've been guilty of falling by the wayside at different times, you know, when you start out with good intentions in that way. And it's just something that I kind of ran across this, and I've tried to teach our students this as I try to teach students about the priority of spending time in God's Word. Realistically, and I think you brought this up in your message, was about just spending time with Him, and that's what it's really about, not like pushing through.
Isn't a checkoff.
Right, this isn't a checkoff thing. And so something that I just told students in the past was just that we should hang out with God in comfort rather than guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, we... feel guilty, like, oh man, I got behind, I'm like 3 days behind on my reading or whatever. And it's just like, look, God just wants to spend time with you.
Mm-hmm.
The God who created you, who created everything around you, He just wants to spend time with you. And this is your opportunity to do so, and to read and learn more about Him and how He wants us to live our lives. And so, to just realize that it's not about a checklist. It's not about like, oh man, I got to make up for days that I missed. No, just like start with the day that you're at, because that's all we have at that time. And so just kind of focusing in on that. And then I think the other part that really stuck out to me was the last part was God's Word should be a priority because it transforms our lives. And you made the comment, it's not about information, it's about transformation.
Yeah.
One of my favorite verses is James 1:22, where he says, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers as well. So many times we know a lot of things that God's word says, but we're not good at like actually living it out. Mm-hmm. And, as somebody once told me, that we're educated beyond our obedience a lot of times.
Yeah.
It's important for us to actually put into practice what we have been learning. It's not just about knowing the facts and figures, even as pastors throw that up, but it's actually about living that out and allowing God to transform our lives through what we read in His Word to us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I certainly just, thinking back through some of those things, I do think for someone who wants to know who God is through His Word, wants to spend time, but has not. I'll be honest, I think the worst step they could probably take would be to sign up for one of those read through the Bible plans in the course of a year.
Sure.
Not that reading through the Bible is a bad thing at all, but they need to start small.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to start working out, if you've not worked out ever and you sit down, we were talking about that earlier, Scott.
That's right.
Not that you've never worked out.
No.
But you know, when you start off, you start off small.
Right.
And I remember looking over a couch to 5K plan, and like the first day is run for 1 minute and walk for four, and I'm thinking, dude, how do you ever get from?
I can do that.
Yeah. Right. So, but I think in that sense too, it's same thing with the scripture. If you haven't been reading any, read a few verses, read a psalm or something like that.
And,
just begin to develop that habit of spending time in God's Word. I heard a guy say this one time who for years said, I just struggled to really get in the Bible. And He said, finally, I'd read a chapter a day. And he said, you know, the longer I sat there, I realized, man, I can read more than that. Mm. And he said, I made a commitment to read, and the more I read, the more I loved it.
Right.
And the more I loved it, the more I wanted to read. Mm-hmm. And it just kept building on itself. And he said, you know, and there's times when I'd spend hours sitting and just reading God's Word. And so I think my encouragement is just start small.
That's right.
I talked about developing a plan of really nailing it down, but it doesn't have to be a plan to read through the entire Bible. In fact, I was had several people ask questions on the back end. Hey, where do I find these plans that you're talking about? What do I do? And some of those. And there's, if you Google Bible reading plans, you can find people who've compiled, you know, there's 18 zillion Bible reading plans out there, you know. And so, you know, just to look at that and realize that, you know, there's no way possible to, you know, to step in, and you've got so many options in front of you. But I would say there's an app that's put out by, I don't remember which church it is, the YouVersion Bible app.
Life Church.
Yeah. .tv, right?
That's right.
So if you're looking for something, you can log in. In fact, I'm pulling it up on my phone right now. YouVersion Bible app, and they have a place where you can search different plans. Mm-hmm. And so when I was talking to someone the other day, they were asking that, and I said, you know, are you trying to shoot to read through the whole Bible? And they said, no, I really don't want to do that. And of course, I put the pastor hat on and said, you heathen.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that. I'm just kidding. But in this app under new plans, there was, see if I can find it real quick, scrolling through right now. There was a plan that was put together by InterVarsity, and it was the plan of reading through the Gospel of Luke.
Oh, okay.
And every single day it's, you know, 20 verses or somewhere around in there that you're reading through a section of the Gospel of Luke. And then it has three questions that they ask after each section that you read. And so you look and you read, it lasts for 61 days. And for instance, on day one, you would read Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. And then there's questions that they ask, three questions about the text, and then you move on from there. Mm-hmm. And so just something as simple as that, but it's got it here. You can pull it up in the app. You can look at it. You can check it off. I know there's some people that like to check the box and do that. So
I'm a box checker myself.
Box checker. recovering box checker.
No, I've actually used the app regularly for reading plans. And I'm, as a part of my reading, because this year I'm focusing more on the New Testament. And so I started in Matthew earlier this week. But I've also been going through one of the reading plans in YouVersion. And this one, the one that I'm using right now, is kind of unique. I'd heard something about a guy on, he makes Instagram devotionals, and he's a photographer.
Okay.
And he started doing this for his daughter, but he created some Instagram or some devotionals using his pictures, and just really powerful pictures. And so I use that as part of my reading as well, just to kind of have that devotional thought, kind of get things going, and then dive into my reading for that day. And, you know, each day it kind of fluctuates. Like you said, I mean, there, you know, some days it's, I'll sit down and I can read, you know, a little bit longer. Maybe I read three or four chapters in Matthew. And then today, honestly, I started reading and I got to about into the second chapter that I was reading, and then something just really jumped off the page at me. And I just kind of had to stop and just think through that. And that was just kind of where I stopped. And that's kind of what I've been meditating on all day today, was just thinking through those things that I saw and that God spoke to my heart about this morning. So, I mean, it's just the important thing is like you shared, is just do something.
Yeah,
you know, get start small and get involved and do something. And
yeah.
You know, I think God will definitely make a big impact in our lives this year by reading His Word.
Yeah, absolutely. No, one of the things that that I mentioned, we're answering three questions, and I planning to put a blog post on our church website and my personal website, just detailing out that a little bit more. But here are the three questions. What's the plan? What am I going to read? What's the schedule look like? How am I going to do that? For me, right now, like I mentioned in the message, I'm reading through the entire Bible. And so there are 929 chapters in the Old Testament, and there are 260 chapters in the New Testament. And so if you break that down, that averages out like 2.5 Old Testament chapters and a little less than 1 New Testament chapter. And since I'm a stinking overachiever, right, 3 and 1.
Right.
And and so I'm reading 3 Old Testament chapters, 1 New Testament, you know, began Genesis and Matthew and just kind of walking through and keeping track on it, journal through and, you know, just look at various things. It's amazing how things that that you look at, you don't see sometimes.
Right.
And then you come to it again and with a fresh set of eyes, see things that that you never thought you'd see. So anyway, that's the plan that I'm working through right now. Not one of the official plans, but kind of what I'm dealing with. But yeah, figure out what that plan looks like. And maybe it's a particular book you're going to work through. And there's other, in the YouVersion app, there are different things. If you're struggling with certain areas, maybe depression or struggling with hope or, you know, just different things, there's readings that you can do. And if you're a couple and you want to look at relationships and marriage and those kind of things, there's reading plans. Anyway, there's a number of options out there. So I would just say, you need to nail down what that plan is. So that's the what. The second question is where. Where are you going to do it? And it was cool. I posted on Monday morning my where spot, which is the chair sitting in our office at home, and had several people, you know, respond, some a little sarcastically, which
it's not an orange chair either.
It is not an orange chair. I'm not really sure where that came from, Janet Banks. Actually, my wife's the first one that said that. But it's an amazing chair, is it not, Scott?
It is.
Scott helped me go pick it up. And
it's the shade of a baseball glove.
I love it.
Glorious.
Absolutely.
Glorious.
It smells good too,
yeah,
just like
yeah.
leather. So. Mm. I did condition it with some leather darkening oil,
nice.
So it's a little darker than it was
when
we first got it. But anyway, so that's my spot. That's my where. I think you need a spot. I think you need to know, okay, I come here, and this is where I meet with the Lord. This is where I spend time with the Lord. It may be a coffee shop. Maybe I know a guy who will download the Bible on MP3 mm-hmm. and listen to it in his drive-in to work. Mm-hmm. You know, so whatever that looks like, I think you figure out what plan you're going to do, where you're going to do it, and then, of course, when you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. So what, where, when, what time of the day are you going to do it? Jokingly, completely jokingly said, Jesus got up early in the morning. You
yeah.
know, you don't have to do that, but true godly people will do that. No, I'm kidding.
Too good, man.
So, but for me, that's the best time of day for me is to get up early when nobody else is awake at the house and head over to the office, stumble in there, you know, and have the coffee pot, new coffee pot. The ninjas are brewing the coffee early, and we get that
yes.
get that in there and spend time with the Lord and His Word. So,
yeah.
Anything else on that, man? Scotty?
You know, one thing about the
you don't
message,
read the Bible.
No.
Worship guys don't know the Bible.
Worship guys avoid it, man. I thought your message did a great job of answering the why, you know. And Adam already alluded to that, too. You know, we don't read it out of guilt. We don't read it out of comparison. I'm trying to be this person. I'm trying, you know. We read it because it transforms our lives, you know. Mm-hmm. It convicts us of sin, and it is, like you said, it's a precious gift from God. And so, for me, that was a great start to the new year. Just
that's good.
A reminder
yeah.
of that. the importance of Scripture. You know, I was going to mention as well the Bible.
Can I compliment you on something?
Yeah.
You said you know only once.
Only once. Maybe twice.
Maybe twice. But listen, we were just talking earlier before we came on live here, and Scott was playing for us a podcast, yes. An official podcast.
I discovered why I say you know 8,000 times.
This podcast he listens to, which is produced by a well-known company.
I mean, naturally.
Absolutely. You know? About small group ministry. The guy on there, who's one of the hosts, says you know so about funny. Every sixth word.
And so. I didn't realize he did until I realized I did.
That's awesome. That's good. All right, finish what you're saying. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I'm glad you said that. So the Bible Project is another great resource. If you are like me and you're more of a visual learner, they have some great videos that supplement, you know, the scriptures. So they'll tell you, hey, read this passage. Here's a video that just, for me, it helps to unpack it. It's more of a systematic visual. It's not like a narrative approach, but just kind of they read the scripture and there is a visual to kind of put pieces together.
Cool.
And they also have a lot of great plans as well. The Bible Project, I think their app is Read Scripture, but I'm sure if you search the Bible Project, it would come up as well.
Cool.
So,
cool.
And their YouTube channel is phenomenal. So,
yeah, absolutely. No, I think that's great to know that there are that many options out there. And I think we take advantage of those options and use them to our advantage in that. So, anything else from the message Sunday that you guys wanted to highlight? I said too much on Sunday, so I'm not going to say a whole lot else. No?
Great start to the year. Absolutely.
It was a great start.
Good deal. So we'll carry on next week, and we will... It's pretty funny, this watch that I have, it tells me when my heart rate goes up to take a breath.
No way.
Yeah, can you imagine that? So it says to breathe.
That's hilarious.
And then if I sit for too long, it tells me to get up and stand.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyway, get you an Apple Watch. It'll change your life. So the next message that we're going to be looking at, of course, this series, beginning of the year, is called Resolved, Worthy Resolutions for the Christian Life. And so this week was resolved, God's Word will be a priority, and this past week was. And then coming up on this week is God's people will be a priority. And so we're going to emphasize not only corporate worship together, but also gathering together as groups as well throughout our church. So does that sound good, bud?
Yeah, man, I am stoked about small groups this year.
Yeah,
Great. It's going to be great.
That's great. So, we've got small groups kicking off again for our church on the 22nd. And so if you are not involved in a small group and you go to North River Church, you're a member, a partner with us, or just an attender, we would love to get you plugged in. You will grow more in your walk with the Lord, moving from looking at someone as they're speaking to sitting in a circle with people and studying God's Word together. So I want to encourage our people to move from rows to circles. And I think that's going to be important for us as we continue to move forward and look ahead. So that'll be for us this week where we'll be heading. So Scotty, what's the worship look like?
Very excited about it. We're doing...
Which means he has no clue.
I might have finished it last night, but...
There you go.
Yeah, today is the day. One we haven't done since I've been here. Great, great song. Just declaration that we're here, you know, for God's glory. The Wren Collective, You Are My Vision.
Yeah, I like it.
The Matt Redman, It Is Well With My Soul. I love Matt Redman. I've probably said that in here already. He's my favorite writer.
Man crush.
And man crush. True yes. Man crush. And then, of course, the Chris Tomlin set, Good Father, and
I was going to say, you can't have a worship set without at least one Tomlin song.
You have to have Tomlin. He has become the universal voice in terms of songwriting for the church. Everybody knows his stuff, sings his stuff, and a great way to bridge, you know, bring churches together. So.
Yeah. Sounds good. So any other things we need to look at, talk about? No current events?
I heard that there's a football game this coming Monday night.
I believe there may be a football game this coming Monday
night. My wife
night.
Mentioned it.
You know who's not going to be at that football game?
Oh, no.
Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin. Poor Lane.
Kiffin.
Poor Lane. Oh,
Kiffin is gone. If you have no idea what we're talking about now, that's fine.
You just go ahead and turn it off.
Yeah, that's right.
You
that's
just
right.
go ahead and turn it off. Oh, but we'll do a little football talk. So here's the question. I know your wife's a huge Alabama fan, so no doubt who she's pulling for. Secretly, who are you pulling for, Scott? Tell the truth.
For the, you know.
Championship.
I was going to say, well, for the sanctity and the health of my marriage. No, I'm definitely pulling for Bama.
Are you? Okay.
It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
Either way. Yeah. It's hard to know how good Clemson is because I'm not sure if Ohio State was as good as we thought they were.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Let me ask, who was worse? Ohio State?
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, right?
Yeah.
That was bad. So.
Woo.
Yeah, that was woo.
Poor Mariah.
Listen, I thought I preached too long.
You know what I mean? So. She's just helping every church musician feel a little bit better about their sound problems.
She was having a rough go of it, though, before she even went on stage. Because I don't know if y'all caught this weekend. They were reporting on the news that she had a team of people that were trying to make sure that she had everything she needed to make sure that she was on time to her performance.
Yeah.
And this team of people had to ask the producers of the countdown, what time does the ball drop? That was an actual question they had to ask. So
that is great.
If you have to have people around you that have to ask what time the ball drops, setting yourself up for a bad time.
That's pretty rough, man. That's great. So here's my secret hope.
Right.
You ready? Can I just share my heart with you
bring
for
it,
just a minute? I believe the Saban error needs to come to a close. Mm. And either that happens by them winning the national championship and he announces his retirement the next day.
Right.
Or Dabo and the Tigers take it to the house.
Rumor on the street is might be the next Alabama coach. That's the rumor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, not confirmed.
Gotcha. So you can always tune in to the Beyond the Sermon podcast for your sports
updates. That's right.
So
if you hear it here, it's got to be true.
It's got to be true.
Well, I like Dabo. So.
Yeah.
He's an Alabama guy.
Yes. He's an Alabama guy.
Alabama?
Do you know where the name Dabo came from? Any of you guys know that?
One of his brother or somebody couldn't say his name, which I don't actually even know his name.
Yeah. I don't either. Yeah.
And called him that boy, but it came out Dabo.
That yeah, that's it. So
really? What is his name?
Really cool. Dabo.
I mean, who was that boy? Yeah.
I actually think they Dabo. May have, I could be wrong, hilarious. But I think that he started calling him that before he was born. And I think they actually put Dabo as his real name on the birth certificate.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. So if you know that information, you can certainly let me know. And Jay Carricker and Megan, the only two Alabama fans I know in the church.
Right.
I'm praying Clemson wins.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. There we go.
I can't even hear Dabo's name without thinking of a YouTube video from probably 8 years ago, seven, 8 years ago. I don't know. This South Carolina fan, who naturally was not a Dabo fan, singing that, I don't even know the name of this song, but Dabo, Dabo, and like the most southern accent you can imagine. It was so good.
That's awesome.
Gold. It was gold.
That's good. And he was from South Carolina.
Dabo.
So, I mean, we know a guy from South Carolina that
we do know
would be doing something like that. So shout out Wyman Richardson.
That's right. I think that's probably why I heard that video was because
that's
of Wyman.
He probably said it, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
Good deal. All right, guys. I have nothing else. Other than I need to take my Apple Watch on a run.
Make sure you breathe. Don't forget
to breathe.
I will.
And stand
I will
up.
Breathe and stand up.
It's going to be a good year if you breathe.
Something else, yes.
That's right.
That's
so
good.
This is really taking over for your brain.
Yeah, it really does. So I don't have to think about a whole lot of things other than what the watch tells me to do.
That's
so
great.
It's the machines invading our world. So
take over.
That's right. All right, guys. We'll catch you next week. This was episode 11. So we'll catch up next week on episode 12. We may break 50 this year. So let me go ahead and put the bug in someone's ear out there in podcast land. Episode 25 and episode 50 need to be big.
Yeah. What about 13? That's when we become a teenager.
Ooh, oh. Lucky number 13. There we go.
So we're a tween
need
right
our
now.
Our bar mitzvah of
13. That's 12, man.
Oh, so close.
Come on. So 13, we need something big on 13. Probably a cake or something like that. Yeah. On 25, we need, I don't know.
Silver is, right?
Silver? Is that, yeah. How about some... Let's see. What can we come up with that's silver that someone could get us?
Silver. Hershey's Kisses. I don't know. I got nothing.
There we go. That'll work. We'll take a big bowl of Hershey's Kisses. Yeah. There we go. That'll work too. And then 50 is...
Gold.
Gold. Gold watches, guys.
Oh.
North River gold watches. Yeah. How about that? Staff watches. Let's do it.
Rolex.
I like it.
Rolex.
Yes. Yeah. That sounds good.
That's so, in the budget this year.
That's in the budget. Surely it is. That's good. Who needs a building, right? We got this going on. All right. We digress. It is time for us to shut the podcast down. So catch us next week. Beyond the Sermon.
Woo.
Bye.